Last week at this time, we were hearing the tragic report of what had taken place in Aurora, Colorado, the massacre of 12 individuals and a number of others who were victimized as well. I'm John Nieder. Throughout this past week, as I have heard one report after another, I've thought to myself, the one man I'd like to hear from, I haven't heard from yet, and that's why we're bringing him to the microphone today. And I have Dr. Jackson on the line. Keep in mind, Dr. Jackson is not only a psychiatrist, he has a law degree. He is a lawyer. More importantly, he is a man who knows and loves Jesus Christ as Savior. And I value his counsel. I value his perspective. Basil, this is the kind of case that has come your way over the years. So if they were to show up at your door to make an appraisal of this individual, how would you go about it?
Well, you know, the first thing that you have to make sure of is that you are as objective as you can be and that you don't listen to all of the ideas and comments of the talking heads on television and radio. Now, there's a very, very basic rule. You should never make a diagnosis on a patient whom you have never seen. The examination is a prerequisite before coming to any reasonable conclusion about the psychiatric status of a patient. You know, over the years, I've seen many, many patients who have committed some of the most awful kind of crimes. As a matter of fact, I'll be in prison tomorrow and was there last week to see individuals, and the question was, and will be tomorrow, when the individual committed this act, were they sane or were they suffering from a mental illness? Now, the difficulty about that is that the old method of judging that from a legal point of view, and now I put on my lawyer's hat, is called the McNaughton Rule, which simply states that the question boils down to whether you know right from wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been practicing psychiatry for, 52 years, and I don't think I've ever seen anyone who doesn't understand to some degree the difference between right and wrong. And, of course, the argument that the other side in a legal case puts forth for that is what's called the policeman at the elbow argument. And then is depicted a situation in which the individual has a desire to commit some dastardly deed, and the question comes up, if at that moment there had been a policeman at his side or at his elbow, would he have done it? And of course, in most cases, the answer is no. So he did have some understanding of the difference between right and wrong. Now, it gets further complicated, particularly for a Bible-believing Christian. There is such a thing as mental illness. There's no question about that. But there's also such a thing as evil. And we know from our biblical studies that there is evil in the heart of man. And, of course, we know that the only way that an individual can become a new creature, and a new creature in Christ, is by accepting the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And that will make an individual, by the power of God's Spirit, into a new creature. But that is the first question from a philosophic point of view, as well as from a psychological point of view, that has to be dealt with. Now, of course, when you're in a situation like the present one, in which there is so much anger produced by the horrible, selfish nature of the act, it's very easy to jump and say, well, it's just evil. He's not worth much. So you have to be careful you don't jump to that conclusion. And certainly before you would ever jump to that conclusion, there must be a detailed analysis of his psychological functioning and an attempt to figure out what happened. Now, there's all kinds of possibilities that go through your head. And, you know, again, I say I'm not making a diagnosis of the man, but these are the kind of thoughts I would have.
For me, Basil, a number of passages go through my mind. For example, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart of man is desperately wicked. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. We live in an evil world, and Basil, this was one evil act.
We know that the essence of evil, is always narcissism. It's selfishness. Selfishness is sin, and sin is selfishness. And we know that the heart of man is sinful. There are some indications in the stories as portrayed on the news media that this was a narcissistic, and that means a super, super, super selfish individual who wanted attention, who wanted to have to do something that was on the news, not just in the U.S., but around the world. So you think of that possibility. You also think that he was an individual who suffers from what we might call of a psychopathic personality. The other thing you have to keep in mind, when the talking heads on television use these terms, they don't use them correctly. Mm-hmm. A psychopath is simply an individual without a conscience. They know the difference between right and wrong, but they're going to do what they want to do because there is some personal narcissistic benefit for them in so doing it. Value of a human life will be zero to such an individual.